Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. It's about time this show came up with a new idea. Once again, it's time to play Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. Now, here's your overrated host, Chad Hartman.
All right, we're going to jump in to this fine topic in a matter of moments. Mr. Carter is going to rejoin us in about 3 minutes. So wait until... You're back.
Yeah.
Good. Let me just say on the hypocrisy, it's never... 50-50. It's never the exact same. But what is amusing from our texters, because I'm all for opinions, and I'm all for strong opinions, but let's say a lot of their opinions are laden with some hypocrisy also. There is a difference between disagreeing with us and having opinions, but when their arguments are so naked in their own political leanings, it's funny. And by the way, when two or three people text you right away, oh, you're just mad because your person isn't getting the pick. Well, number one, I voted for a Republican in 2016, and I accused the Democrats of complete hypocrisy. Then when I called this person out and just point out the facts, crickets, invisible. That would be fraudulent. Okay, Adam, you normally... set the order. Can I just offer up a piece of advice and then you can still decide? It sounds like Harrigan is going to try to take the show to the woodshed. That's my sense.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should let him go first. What do you think?
Well, it's my decision, so I don't care what
of
you
course.
Think. I don't really care what you think. And I'm trying to... I, too, that would be my gut, is let him go and... But then what if we get so, it becomes, the situation
feisty.
Becomes so tense that we can't continue.
Leg wrestling then ensues.
But no, I agree. Let's let Dave, Dave, the floor is yours.
Well, that's awfully kind, gents. I'm not going to take you to the woodshed right away. I came with a couple. First of all, overrated is, whether it's college or NFL, I don't care. Watching football on a weekend in September. Being inside watching football, massively, massively overrated. We should just, let's just push the start back to October. Can we do that? So we can at least enjoy what's left of summer and early fall, even though, as I agree with you, Chad, fall also very much overrated.
Thank you. Thank you. These days stand out because they're so rare.
Yes.
Oh, stop
Adam's,
it.
Correct.
Would
Adam's
you
getting
stop
all excited
it?
About if this was a typical September day,
oh, yeah.
It wouldn't stand out.
Mm. Give me a break.
Is
you are so
third?
Full of it. Third horse winning. We got a horse in here, I'll tell you.
I kind of like that idea. You know, NBA is talking about starting their season in Christmas. Like the NBA, their finals should be middle of summer. Mm. They should not go up against the NFL other than very, very early. I'm all for it. Carter, what do you think? Little more time for us
They could do a better job of separation of seasons. But
what's wrong with football all the way through February?
Nothing.
Have the Super Bowl end of February.
Exactly. Then you're killing that horrible downtime at the end of the Super Bowl when we have like 3 weeks of a sports wasteland, right?
I think Harrigan's idea is outstanding.
I like it.
I plan on only saying that once in my life.
Well, I'll just chalk that one up then.
Yeah, okay.
Keep that in my back pocket because you're going to agree with this one too. This rivalry, I'd call it bullying online, has just gotten too far between the Chad Hartman show and the Corey Heppel experience.
Bullying.
This show and its high opinion of itself.
Corey's show? You're talking about now?
Overrated. This Chad Hartman show, specifically at Chad Hartman Show on Twitter. You can find and follow them there. Chad Hartman Show's opinion of itself, overrated.
Wow.
What is our opinion? Collectively or just
all of us?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. All of you. I mean, Adam, you try to toe the line as a newsman, but you can't help yourself. I mean, you frequently bring up the discrepancy between, the Love Doctor and our guy, Dr. Love, who, by the way, is licensed and someone I would not be afraid to have my children around. I'm like, your Love Doctor. I don't know where he gets his degree from or, you know, what he comes from when you have him on. But
I think there are two clarifications there. Whether he has a license and whether you should be comfortable having your kids around him are two very separate things.
I mean, it's really, really unfortunate that you have that person on the air. But, I mean, this claim.
Well, can I just pause for a second?
Oh, yes, sure.
Can we sometime this week have a battle royale? Because I heard Jordana, they've got their sex therapist. Mm-hmm. You've got your quack. We've got the Love Doctor. Let's have all three on our show and let the audience decide who brings it.
Why your show? Again, overinflated opinion of yourself. Why does it have to be your show?
Because the Love Doctor was on before these other imitators.
Yeah. And I think it's scientifically proven fact that between the hours of noon and 3 p.m., the libido is at its prime for most adults.
Really? Does that come straight from the Love Doctor? Or did you Wikipedia that?
No, it's a fact. No.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, I mean, between that and your claim that we've stolen every idea that you've had, really, let's.
Like seven.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you name one?
I don't know. I was reading your show note here, and apparently coming up on Friday afternoon, you're going to have Arnold Palmer on the air. How the hell does that happen?
I don't remember that, but I know on Friday you guys
will
have Shaletta.
Live from La Trobe.
Good. Oh, that's a great idea to have Shaletta on once a week. I don't know where you came up with that.
Well, she was the producer of our show. What did I miss when she was the producer of your show?
No, but you missed when we had her on once a week long before she was the producer of your show. Do you still have
Kieran
and Lindsay and everyone else still on once a
week? I don't know about the timeline of that. We'd have to go back and check the timeline.
I'm comfortable.
How about if we... do you have the dates down? I mean, do you have a chart at home or something?
I've got an Excel. I've got a spreadsheet.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that's all I've got. The opinion of this show, overrated.
Wow.
From Hartman to Carter and on to Cook as well.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Insecurity coming out.
I don't think I can continue.
You're plenty happy having me come by, though. That's funny how that works.
Listen, I've been having the ball cap on backwards, glasses, and looking out whimsically for years.
I got the new iPhone, so I can do my portrait. I can do a portrait selfie now. I mean, it's taken my... inspirations to a whole new life.
Okay, yeah, you got me to say it. Corey Heppel with selfies, overrated.
Thank you.
Vastly overrated.
How about that coat he was wearing in the photo last week? Even you have to admit, that coat.
See, I'm going to differ with the other. I like Corey's coats.
No, I like a lot of his coats. I like a lot of his coats, but he had the one that belonged at the Shriner Circus.
He's out there.
I like 95% of Corey's clothes.
I think I saw Corey.
That one, I just heard one thing.
I saw him zipping around in a parade on a go-kart wearing a fez.
I thought I saw him on a unicycle juggling at that point. No, I think his clothes are outstanding. Hammerhead's a great place. That coat, I think it was a throw rug that somehow ended up on his back.
Yeah, but you got to push the envelope. I mean, if you're bringing that kind of wardrobe game, every once in a while you cross the line. And
cross the line.
It's okay.
Got to get a little edgy. No problem. All right, Adam, who is next? Am I up or
go
you?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number one, my handwriting is overrated because I'm looking at my list, and one of the items on my list, I have no idea what it is. Having an older son who comes over and who, as a chef, is about a 9.8, comes over, almost all the family, middle boy not involved, but almost all of us hanging out on a Sunday afternoon, mocking football, watching Bryson dominate the U.S. Open, and having beef curry and crumb multiberry cobbler. Just tremendous. So having excellent cooks in your family. Very, very lucky. Ron Gardenhire as a human being is properly rated because he's a fantastic human being. Yes, he got sensitive near the end of his run here. He even got miffed with me a number of times. Suck it up, Buttercup. I still hear people lamenting Gardy like Gardy was tough to deal with. You have no clue what it's like to deal with people if you think Gardy is tough to deal with. I'll just give a quick 1 minute of my history with Gardy. I'm 23, second job ever. I'm going to call Double-A Baseball in Orlando. The manager of the Orlando Twins at the time, Ron Gardenhire, he was a 10. He was just a 10. He was professional, treating me as if I was a 43-year-old, treating me like I knew what I was doing. At that point, I was still trying to figure out what I was doing. The radio station and the team, which initially were going to carry the games, the deal fell apart the day before the season started. So we went from carrying all of them. Dad and we were on a heavy metal station, and we carried like 110 of the games. So I wasn't on all the trips, and we had some trips from Orlando to Memphis and just long, long trips. So I didn't have a assigned seat. So they would rotate me around. So one trip I'm scheduled to sit with Gardy. And this will shock you. Nobody would believe this, but he was ejected from the game and was absolutely furious even after the game. And when I get on the bus, I'm trying to see if anybody else will let me, and they're like, nope, nope. And I'm standing there basically cowering, wonder where I'm going to go. Calls me up. We laugh for 14 hours. As a human being, it's very separate from debating managerial skills, how he adapted, what happened in the playoffs, analytics. But I'm just saying, as a human being, as a guy you'd like to hang out with somewhere, have a cocktail, Ron Gardenhire, if you know him, is properly rated. He's just an outstanding person. I really, 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 really hope his health is okay moving forward, because I think the world of him.
Hear, hear.
The phrase snowflake, let's move on. I mean, let's just move on. It's so funny how it's used. What it can be used both ways. Josh Donaldson acting like a child last week multiple times. Overrated. I love the baseball analytical crowd. By the way, that tells me all the time intangibles don't matter. But they all were slurping at the feet of Josh Donaldson when he was kicking dirt. They were slurping at the feet when he said umpires don't care. Umpires care. Many of them are just lousy what they do. So, Josh, I'm all for passion, but let's show some consistency from the baseball crew. And the last one, script reading of movies is properly rated. We've had a few of these. I ended up watching a decent amount of the script reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High when you got Aniston, Pitt, Morgan Freeman doing the voice work, McConaughey, Sean Penn's in it.
But was it the what's his face?
LaBeouf was Spicoli, and he was great at it. He was very, very funny at it. God, I forget who played Mr. Hand right now. It's a really good idea. Having Aniston as Phoebe Cates and Pitt as Brad, what was Brad's last name? The having those two with the masturbation scene and that dynamic was good. It was well worth it. All right, I'll stop talking. Jump in, Adam.
I'm going my theme this week, overrated, underrated, properly rated, dreams, because I had a couple of doozies last night.
Let's go.
So I'm going to go, well, let's go with the overrated first, and that is the repetitive dream, the one where you're always kind of in the same situation, whether it's, you know, college and you don't have enough credits, or if you're trying to run a race and your feet are in mud or whatever. Those get old, because I'm to a point in my life now where I actually realize – my subconscious realizes that I'm in that type of dream, and I'm just like, okay.
And you're bored by it.
I'm bored by it. So
Harrison, he's providing commentary about his dreams he's dreaming.
Subconscious, freshen it up.
Subconscious brain. Overrated.
Come on, because last night was a terrific
new material.
One. Yeah, and I got some new material, and
I assume this will be in Corey's dream by next week.
It's been a big... Wow. Hey, you'll never believe what I dreamt about last night. But the dreams are just... I don't know if it's COVID-related. I've heard stories that people are dreaming strange... Well, I had one last night. Okay, so properly rated are bad dreams because...
They can scare you.
They can scare the hell out of you.
They can throw you off, yeah.
And last night was an all-timer. Because it was scary, yet with a twist. Okay, you know the scene in Signs, M. Night Shyamalan Signs, it was Joaquin Phoenix, you know, the aliens, and he's watching TV, and they said, mm-hmm. We've got this footage coming in from Brazil, and it's disturbing, and you look, and it's this kid's birthday party, and they're all, like, screaming and stuff, and then the camera, the shaky handheld camera focuses on, like, that alley, and the alien walks by, and it's like, oh, my God. I mean, that's a freaky moment, right? It was that kind of, and to picture that scene. So I'm in like our house. It's Jen and I, and she's like, I think I'm hearing something downstairs. So I'm like looking downstairs and I'm like, hey, anybody down there? And I can kind of see like a flashlight moving. So then I'm thinking, okay, is somebody down there? And there's just kind of a beat there. And I'm looking down a hallway down in the basement and the same kind of thing. Somebody walks by, you know? But where the person was wearing a Bert costume. It was like Ernie and Bert. So it was like Bert was down in the basement. But it was like a scary, evil Bert. And so it was like a scary moment, like a terrifying dream moment. But then it wasn't so much because it was Bert.
Properly rated, Dave Harrigan, the mushrooms that Adam is taking before he goes to sleep.
Absolutely proper to it. I mean, man, Bert and Ernie as a duo, by the way, underrated.
Yeah. Right.
Even if it's Evil Bert, sure. I don't care.
Yeah, and there is a thing called Evil Bert because there's a website where Bert is evil and he shows up in these historical photos like with Hitler and stuff.
Wouldn't that be great if we did have a Bert and Ernie movie and Bert was just evil and villainous?
Yeah. Or, you know, he could be a Trumper, you know, and Bernie's like, I can't believe you're going this route.
Oh, Bert. What a fake news guy you are. Right away. He's evil, so he must be a Trump.
No, one of them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
that bias
divides the household, like so many of us are facing the stress.
And liberal rubber ducky.
Yeah, right. Ernie. come on. If it's going to be Ernie and Bert, Bert is going to be the GOP, the Republican right winger. Am I wrong?
I think you're showing your bias right now.
I don't
Dave
think so.
And I don't do that. We look. We're open-minded. Mm-hmm. We see the silver lining.
I'm not saying it's negative. I'm just saying if you look at those two guys,
minded. Mm-hmm. We see the silver lining.
I'm not saying it's negative. I'm just saying if you look at those two guys, Bert is definitely the one who's watching Fox.
I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I think Ernie lives in his echo chamber. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They both have echo chambers. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent here. Underrated for the funny
Never
dreams. I woke up this morning. I cannot say what was funny about the dream because it's not good neighborly enough. But I woke up laughing. I mean, like laughing. And I was shaking the bed so much. Jen woke up and she thought I was crying. She thought I was weeping. She's like, are you okay? But I was shaking the bed because I was laughing so hard. And this is like 3 in the morning. And it was
normally in bed, Jen's doing the crying. So we know that was
and the laughing.
It's never happened before, I swear. So that there you go.
Do we buy? This is a longer topic. Also, what's the name now? We have to go with our German dream specialist.
Werner Stierkot, German yeah. dream doctor.
Yeah, we can't call him something or else. Did you hear about that, Harrigan?
No.
We advertised it,
and we got
a copyright infringement.
Cease and desist from the dream
cease
doctor.
Cease and desist from the dream doctor. Can't even make it up.
That guy's going to be on Heppel the show, too.
Yeah, exactly. Do we buy that our dreams mean something, or it's just an odd combination of things that we saw and somehow they're together?
It's just
I'm totally that.
Your brain's firing on things that are, you know, that you've picked up during the day or during the week or whatever, and then it fires something and it reminds you of something. And
I think that's it. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think about I'm not going to say 100% because maybe there's a couple outliers, but 98% of it's baloney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.